Are you an heir of God? Will you receive an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith? Acts 26, verse 18. An heir is someone who is entitled to a legacy because of a family relationship or because of a testament. Although an inheritance is a gift, by testament, conditions can be established that must be met before it is received. Some people imagine how grand it would be to inherit a fortune from some unknown wealthy relative. As they dream, they fail to realize that their Heavenly Father has willed them a fortune worth more than all the world. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5, verse 5. Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? James 2, verse 5. This inheritance is received in the resurrection. God told Daniel, "But you go your way till the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days." Daniel 12, verse 13. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 50 through 52. This inheritance is an eternal kingdom where death will be no more. There are conditions that must be met. They who live according to the flesh will not inherit the kingdom. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Ephesians 5, verse 5. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11. Only by the power of God and with the help of His Son, Jesus Christ, can we be restored to a close family relationship with God. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3, verse 23. Your iniquities have separated you from your God. Isaiah 59, verse 2. Christ came so our sins could be forgiven and we could receive the inheritance. He is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. For where there is a testament, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. Hebrews 9, verse 15. This new testament grants the inheritance and also states the conditions. Christ told Paul that he was sending him to the nations to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Acts 26, verses 17 and 18. Sanctification is by faith in Christ. Believers must be baptized into Christ to receive the inheritance. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Galatians 3, verses 26 through 29. God saves us by grace through a rebirth at baptism. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by His grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Titus 3, verses 3 through 7. We rise from baptism to walk in newness of life. Romans 6, verse 4. We are reborn to an inheritance in heaven. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to His abundant mercy, has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 5. Through Christ, we are freed from bondage to sin and are adopted into the family of God. Now I say that an heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, You are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Galatians 4, verses 1 through 7. To receive the inheritance, we must be led by the Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Romans 8, verses 14 through 17. God provides this leadership through his word. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Acts 20, verse 32. To inherit eternal life, we must love God. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. Luke 10, verses 25 through 28. To inherit eternal life, we must keep the commandments and follow Christ. Now, as he was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him and asked him, Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? So Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is, God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. And he answered and said to him, Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth. Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him, and said to him, One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. Mark 10, verses 17 through 21. Jesus promises blessings and eternal life to those who put him first in their lives. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life. Matthew 19, verse 29. To inherit the kingdom of God, we must do good. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, and fed you, or thirsty, and gave you drink? When did we see you a stranger, and take you in, or naked, and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick, or in prison, and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Matthew 25, verses 34 through 40. This inheritance is in Christ. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Ephesians 1, verses 11 through 14. The Holy Spirit is a seal, a guarantee of our inheritance. As we grow in the knowledge of Christ, we better understand how great this inheritance is. Paul prayed for the Ephesians that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians 1, verses 17 through 19. The New Testament explains how you can be an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. To receive the inheritance, you must be rich in faith, and you must love God with all your heart. Through the death of Christ, your sins can be forgiven, so you can be in the family of God. You must be baptized into Christ to become an heir of God. By the mercy of God, through the washing of regeneration, you are reborn to an incorruptible inheritance in heaven. To inherit eternal life, you must be led by the Spirit through the guidance of God's Word. You must do good, keep God's commandments, and follow Christ. God gives this great promise: he who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Revelation 21, verse 7. Amen.